it's not lost on me that we're doing a hobby that's exactly what we do all day long.
I was thinking it sounds like our normal conversations.
Not only that, but like it's work. This is what I do all day at work, and you do this all day at work. So it's kind of like,
oh yeah, sitting on Zoom meetings,
right? So I guess we'll get started. So welcome to 25 Cent Movie Night. I also think this is funny. This is our first one, so this should be this is gonna be the most awful one, right?
I hope so.
If we do this for like 2 years or something, we're gonna come back to this one and go, oh my god, this is just awful. So I'm Mark, one of the hosts, and this is
Bob.
And we were roommates back in college about 25 years ago. And so we thought it'd be fun to do a podcast and just talk about mostly movies, but other stuff that happened in the era. And I don't know, reminisce a little bit, talk about bad movies and good movies, and I guess everything in between. So I don't know, I guess to start, you know, we were talking about, let's talk a little bit about what we've been watching lately. You've been watching any good movies or TV shows, anything good going on?
So it's funny. I've learned to hate TV. We decided to cut the cable about a year and change ago, and don't miss it at all. I spend more time looking for something to watch, and then by the time I'm ready to be done watching TV, I haven't found anything. but from movies, we watched every Friday night for the last almost 10 or 11 weeks now. We've done a family movie night. And we rotate between the family of who picks the movie. Every week, one of us picks it. And then, you know, next week it changes. And so we've actually watched a handful of movies over the last 10 weeks. But last week, or 2 weeks ago, was my pick. And we did Happy Gilmore.
Ah.
So it was the first time the kids had seen Happy Gilmore. And
that's one of the biggest things, actually. So that's convenient.
I've always loved that movie, but, you know, especially when he starts talking about, I'm not a golfer, I'm a hockey fan. It was at least as funny, if not funnier, than I remembered it being, when we were in college. But it was really cool to watch it with another generation and seeing how much that he really liked it. It was definitely, I was surprised at how funny it still was to me.
Yeah, it's funny watching like movies like that. Like we watched Encino Man with them.
Love that movie.
And it's just
Paulie
like,
Shore.
Yeah. And so like they're at an age now where I don't feel so bad about the language or some of the innuendos or whatever. So, we'll do Happy Gilmore soon. That one, I'm just sneaked by the wife, I think.
I couldn't remember much about the language or like, just in general, how like if there was adult themes or whatever it is. And it wasn't, there was like nothing. It was definitely safe for the kids.
Yeah, we'll check it out.
Language, I mean, there's some cursing.
There's always language in those movies. Yeah. Anything with Sandler is going to have a few words in it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm pretty sure that's not the first time my kids have heard it, especially when I hear them on their phone calls in their bedrooms without us there. So
right. Yeah.
They'll be okay.
Yeah. They've been exposed to Fortnite, unfortunately, which I try. We've been watching. So I ended up watching the superhero one on, what was it called? The Boys.
Oh, the show?
Yeah, the show. So I spent like the last week and a half just ripping through that. So I'm done with it now. And now I'm sad because there's not another season yet.
So I downloaded that when I was traveling a bunch the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. I could tell that I wasn't interested in it when I flew so many times that I couldn't get myself to even watch more than the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
Wow.
So even on the planes, I'm like, all right, I just couldn't get into it.
It's probably not a great thing to have on the plane because people over your shoulder will not appreciate a lot of what goes on in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's some stuff where like I can put up with it a lot, but there's some stuff I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know if I needed that shot.
Oh, really?
But so I watched that. But we recently watched The Fisherman's Friends.
Never heard of it.
And like, there's a big thing with sea shanties on the internet now. I don't know if you've caught that one yet. Mm-hmm. But there was a big bunch of I think it was like a lot of TikTokers were doing these sea shanties. And so it was about this group of older fellows who were fishermen and just sang for fun and kind of get discovered. And so I watched it mostly for the music. It had a good story. It wasn't, I don't think it was right home about kind of stuff, but it was fun to watch. It was from, I think it was in England or somewhere in that area. There's probably somebody in England who's really pissed right now. He's like, oh, it's not from England, you asshole. It's from Ireland or one of the other islands or whatever. But anyways.
Sounded like they were from England.
Yeah. Again, there's probably an English person that would be really pissed and go, no, they don't.
Dumb Americans. Uncultured.
But I think it was fun though. I mean, it was kind of predictable and all that and how it turned out, but it was fun to watch. So,
you know, we watched a show called Sneaky Pete on Amazon. Have you ever seen that one?
Mm-mm.
So this one, we finished the whole season, the whole show. I mean, I think it was three seasons, and they weren't making any more, but it was one of those ones we kind of were stumbled across it. We're looking for something and we tried it out and turned out to be one of my favorite shows I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it. It's a really cool show about a con man and just, I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's about a con man and the con that he plays for over three seasons. It's really good.
I think definitely I saw the trailer. It. Netflix, you said?
No, Prime.
It was Prime. Huh. Interesting.
But yeah, it's always fun when you come across a show like that you don't expect much from. And it was like, we couldn't stop watching it. It was awesome.
Yeah. Schitt's Creek was that for us. We just kind of stumbled into it and then we were kind of before the wave of that really took off and then, you know, got real popular, but.
Yeah, us too. I think we watched it from the beginning before it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they moved it off of, I don't remember what channel we were watching it on originally, but they moved it after like the second to last season or the last season. And so we actually ended up going like a year until it finally came back on Netflix. And then we watched it again.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
It was a good show. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun to watch. Even the, I don't know if you saw it, but they had like an after the series was over, they had kind of a summary show. It was fun to kind of watch that. And they talked about like, you know, they got Catherine O'Hara to do the initial episode. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'll help you out. And then they didn't really think they would sell it. And then they had to go back to her and go, so that show you did that we said we only need you for one episode for, what do you think about coming on board? And she was like, well, I'm so busy. And then, you know, of course she hopped on board. So it's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it had a lot of like back behind the scenes type stuff. So it was interesting to see.
I'll have to check it out. But there's so many little things. Like rolling shit, right. The names and
so bad.
They did. It was after almost every episode talk, we'd be like, it was just a different kind of comedy that wasn't around anymore.
Yeah,
it's so different from the other. It wasn't like a normal sitcom that you find on TV anymore, which you can almost never find.
Yeah, there's like no laugh track on it. Like it's just you know just plays like it is. Like it's like you're there almost. Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
And it's like that awkward, funny. It was we really really enjoyed that show a lot.
Yeah, we did too. Oh, go ahead.
Have you ever seen Superstore?
I've seen a few episodes. When it first came out, we watched a few.
I watched the season finale, the last episode, or the series finale, last episode the other day. I was just happened to be on, and when I tell you it was, I've only seen a handful of episodes, and I always love them. They're great. I just haven't gotten that into it yet. And I saw the series finale, and it was probably the best series finale I've ever seen.
Yeah, wow!
Completely wrapped up everything. It was awesome, and it's a funny show. It's another one of those like kind of lighthearted. It was easy to watch from the episodes I saw. After watching the series finale, I said, I'm going to go back and watch the show.
Oh, really? That's a way to sell a show, as opposed to like Game of Thrones, where you see the season finale, you're like, I'm never watching that again.
I heard about that. I've only seen the first 15 minutes of the first season of the first show episode. And
I
hated it.
Yeah. It's not your era for sure.
I was first was fantasy, which I can't stand.
Yeah. It's not your wheelhouse at all.
But then on top of that, I couldn't understand what they were saying and it was dark. So I couldn't see what was going on. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Done.
Tom, we'll have to get Tommy on. He has, I'm sure, a few opinions on it. But
I thought he liked it, right?
I don't think he was as mad about it as I was, and a lot of the people who followed it were. I don't know if I've ever asked him, honestly. It'd be an interesting question.
We'll have to call him in one night.
Yeah, we'll have to get him on.
I'll have to try to watch one again. I don't really remember. We recently started to watch was the new Mighty Ducks on Disney Plus.
I haven't watched that one yet.
We're only on episode 3, I think. And so it was something that we could all agree on.
Did you go back and watch the original movies?
So we watched the original one in the past 10 weeks in one of the family Friday night movie nights.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was actually the very first one. The very first night was the pick.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And you know, it's cute.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's definitely awful hockey.
right.
But a fun story.
I would never notice that. Like, I've watched that movie and I never thought to myself, that's some bad hockey. I don't know.
That's horrible.
It's bad.
I'm pretty sure none of them know how to skate.
Nice.
Or play or anything else to go with it. But it's a fun, I still love the movie.
Well, the new show, I think they were bragging about, like, it's like they actually had somebody train them to skate and they actually made them learn.
Yeah. So definitely a difference between this one and the original.
Mm.
You know, they're they're supposed to be this like powerhouse. I wouldn't say they look like powerhouse hockey players, but that's not the point of it. It's a really cute show. It's something, I think they're 45 minute episodes. Yeah. They go by quickly. It's got a good storyline. The mom is funny. The kids are, you know, her kid and the kid's best friend are hysterical.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's not the most exciting show, but it's, you know, it's something to watch with the family.
Yeah. The Mighty Ducks and like Cool Runnings, those all kind of run together for me. Like that feels like that same era. I think Sandlot was the Cool Runnings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sandlot seems like it was after that, maybe after those movies a little bit.
I thought that was before that, but you may be right that it was after, but I love that. Sandlot's still awesome. Love Sandlot. Yeah. Remember Little Giants,
Major League. Was it Major? Not Major League. the kid with the arm where you could throw it really fast.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Rookie of the Year. I think it was.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one.
Yeah,
there was. They did a whole bunch of movies. The kid, like kids, youth sports type thing.
Ladybugs, which still creeps me out to this day. I don't know why.
The kid killed himself.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's a real bummer, Bob.
Sorry. I'm pretty sure it was that kid.
Is that the kid that dressed up like a girl the whole time?
Yeah, the blonde kid.
Yeah, that.
You know what I saw that in? I was watching some. I was this is what happens, right? When you get old like us. So I was doing laundry over the weekend, like piles of it, and I'm trying to
welcome to the show, folks.
Fumbling through Netflix for like an hour to try to find something to watch or whatever you know app I was on.
Right.
And there was the Soleil Moonfry thing. Have you heard about that?
I heard the
Remember
name.
Soleil Moonfry.
I've heard the name. Yeah.
So she was Punky Brewster.
Okay. Punky Brewster. Yeah.
So for some reason, like she documented and filmed her entire life.
Really?
And part of what they get into is, so she grew up in this scene with all of these, like it's crazy to see all of these singers like Mark McGrath and the lead singer from House of Pain and just like random celebrities or before they were really celebrities, like as they were getting big.
Right.
But one of them, the crazy part of all of this was she had all of these friends that were her age that were like child actors who committed suicide.
Hmm. Damn.
So there's a whole thing. And he was one of them, but it's pretty crazy that the whole thing is nuts. That's just what a life, a different life growing up like that.
Was that her given name? Soleil Moonfry?
Guess so.
Jesus Christ.
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
But anyway, so yeah, so Mighty Ducks is definitely it's worth a watch. You know, if your kids don't like hockey, they may not like it, but
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
All right, so you ready to dive into some 25-year-old movies?
Yeah, not 15-year-olds' hands.
God, crazy!
I was hysterical laugh when you said that. You're like, I'm like, wait, 15 years ago was not 1996.
It feels like it, man. Time goes by way too fast.
Really old.
Yeah, does. I know.
All right, let's see this. So we would, if this was on my TV at home, both of my kids would say, turn this off. The graphics are horrible. I'm not watching it.
Probably.
It's an old movie. I don't watch this.
I don't know. Well, you'll have to get him. So the first one we're going to talk about is Biodome. Let's watch a trailer for it real quick. So you can refresh your memory on this.
I don't know if I ever saw it. I just know Paulie Shore, right? Yeah.
It says Paulie Shore and what the hell is
Stephen
his name?
Baldwin.
One of the Baldwins. I'm sure it says it.
Yeah, Stephen. Says it.
Let's take a look.
I got no sound.
You got no sound? Oh, that's not good.
I could hear you, but I can't hear.
Oh, you know why? Watch this. I'll fix it. I can cut this out, maybe. It's the first one, people. What do you want?
I got an ultimate set of tools.
Fix it. All right. I got to share the computer sound. All right. See if this works.
Bud and Doyle are trapped in the bio.
I can't see the video, but I can hear it.
What?
I'm looking at May 3rd through 7th.
Oh, I shared our screen. All right. One more time. I don't think I picked the thing to do the... All right. It's doing computer sound. I got this guy. All right. You see the video now?
I can see the video.
All right. Cool.
Bud and Doyle are trapped in the Biodome.
Please let me out, Mommy.
Just because we're stuck in a bubble doesn't mean we can't cause any trouble.
On January 12th, what do you boys want?
To die and come back as a leotard?
Paulie Shore and Stephen Baldwin are putting the mental back in environmental.
They're the rarest Lepidoptera in the world.
Biodome, rated PG-13, starts Friday, January 12th.
Yikes.
So I was laughing at the trailer. I think I would like. I think I would enjoy that movie. I don't know if I ever saw the whole movie.
I'm almost certain I've seen it, and I think it's one of those movies where you look at it and you're like, I pretty much know what that is. Like, I know what that's gonna. I know some of the gags. I know like what the people are gonna do in it. I know how it's gonna end. That kind of thing.
Typical Pauly Shore comedy for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm a sucker for Pauly Shore comedy from the mid '90s.
Yeah, like that guy had a run, right?
Yeah.
Like Son-in-Law,
Encino Man,
and then to this.
In the Army Now.
In the Army Now. A bunch of them, right? So.
In a short period of time, if I remember correctly, too, because then I never heard from him again.
Yeah, it was like a couple years, right? And then there was a, I know he had a movie a few years ago. It's probably more than a few now. It felt like a few years ago, but I think Pauly Shore is Dead was kind of a movie. I think a riff on that, right? He just kind of disappeared.
Sounds familiar.
But this movie had like this girl, Joey Adams. She was something.
Clerks.
She was in Clerks.
Yeah. And some of the other Clerks.
And Chasing Amy.
Spin-offs. Yeah.
Jay and Silent Bob reboot, which I have not been able to watch yet. My kids won't go to bed at night, so I can't watch anything that's even remotely decent.
I would love to watch Clerks again. I haven't seen that in forever. I love that movie. We all watch that all the time.
Yeah. I remember taking that home from the video store and having no idea what it was. And I brought it home, and I think my dad was up, and we started watching it and just cried laughing. And he was like, what the hell is this? Like, I don't know. It was like a trailer we got, you know? And yeah, that was, I mean, it was just, I don't know.
So I have a similar experience too. I'll never forget. I was in my room. It must have been 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. I was in high school still, actually. Yeah. And my sister Jackie was sitting in the family room, and I don't know, for whatever reason, I walked out of my room and she was just starting it. And I said the same thing, like, what the hell are you watching? Like, it just started. And right. I saw the convenience store with the, I assure you we are open. Right. And I sat down with her for the next 90 minutes at, like I said, 2 o'clock in the morning, hysterical laughing for the next 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was an unexpected funny movie.
Yeah. Like, I had no idea. Like, a lot of times we got trailers and it just, you know, they came in like white sleeves. They didn't have like a cover on them. So you would just see the name. Like, well, I'm a clerk. This must be good. Let's go watch that. Of course, you know, what's his name was in it. He's a clerk. So it worked out
well for all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But
especially Kevin Smith.
Yeah. He's still doing this, right? Making, I'm assuming, some sort of money doing it.
Yeah.
But,
sure, making comics too, or something like that.
Yeah, but Biodome in itself, I don't like. If I had to rank his movies, I'd say it's probably like down the list a ways from what I recall.
So out of the ones you mentioned, I'd have to say this would be the last one because I don't really remember it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I put Encino Man probably first.
Encino Man, and what was the one where he was in the witness farming? Protection program? Well, that was Son-in-Law was hysterical. Remember, there was one where he was in not witness protection. He was a jury.
Yeah. What the hell was that called?
Was it called The Jury?
The Juror or something like that?
That was really funny too.
There's a, I'll send it to you later, but there is a hysterical Norm MacDonald on Conan talking about that movie with Courtney Thorne Smith. Because she was in it. She was in it. And, you know, of course, Norm's just ripping the hell out of Pauly Shore. And it's just, I don't know. It's just awesome. So I'll send you a link to that later.
But, yeah, I love Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Dirty work.
I don't remember. Dirty work. I don't remember The Jury. I think, what's it called? The Jury?
Let me look it up. It's wait, that's your screen. That might.
I would definitely put. Actually, I'd probably put Son-in-Law up in ahead of Encino Man. As far as like movies go,
that was the farm one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Son-in-Law is probably funnier. I think if I remember correctly, I think The Jury one was even funnier than Encino Man. But I liked Encino Man. That was like his first one.
In the Army Now, I remember
Jury Duty. That was it.
Yeah. In the Army Now, I remember.
Which one?
I do remember the In the Army Now one.
Yeah, that one was okay. I think so. So looking at these, I think Son-in-Law would probably be first for me as well. Mm. Then I think Jury Duty, Encino Man, In the Army Now, Biodome.
Yeah. I'd probably put Encino Man and Son-in-Law probably on even tier, honestly. Like, I could watch either of those and be okay.
I'm going to watch Son-in-Law's one where he was on the farm, right? And then the girl goes to college.
Right.
And the kid from the goalie from Ladybugs, isn't that, the goalie from the kid with the red hair. He was a goalie in some soccer movie.
Was he the guy? He was also the kid in Sandlot, I think, right?
Yeah.
He was in a lot of stuff, that kid.
Yeah.
It's also where I kind of got a thing for that Carla, is it Gugino? The girl that...
Never heard of her. Becca?
Yeah, she was the main actress.
Polish.
Yeah, I don't see the kid on here. Oh, there he is, Dennis Berkeley.
This reminds me of, what was that for Major League? Who the frig are these guys? Never heard of that. Tiffany Thiessen.
Where is this kid? Oh, there he is, Patrick Renna.
Yeah. He was funny in everything I saw.
Yeah, he was in the Sandlot. Yeah.
What was that soccer movie he was in? Oh, The Big Green.
The Big Green. Again, one of those sport movies in that era with the kids, right?
Yeah, and that was, I just remember some funny scene about in Starbucks in that one. Hey, it's funny. You remember, so Ladybugs, I have a funny memory of Ladybugs. You know, I don't know if you remember watching it for the first time.
I remember seeing it with you guys.
It was at your mom's house in Sunrise. I brought him over.
I think I do remember.
I brought over Ladybugs, and there was some other movie that was awful. It was a Rodney Dangerfield. Oh, no, it was another Rodney Dangerfield movie. I don't remember what it was. But we watched it. It was me, you, Tom. It was just the three of us, but it was in your mom's place.
Yeah. That was a long summer, man.
Because probably the day before we swapped the radio out of your car. It took like 7 hours.
God, I don't remember that. I know that I was at my mom's for a summer because I just had this terrible breakup. And I had no car. I think you guys were like working or doing other things. And so I ended up just kind of sitting around all day, like thinking.
And but, I would drive down at night.
When we were right. Down. Yeah. So I do remember that though.
I think that was actually the period of time between school and when we were camp counselors. And we had about a month to kill.
I think I came back down. Yeah. And then that time wasn't as bad. I was just ready to go.
And I was working like three jobs.
Yeah.
Trying to save up money for, I don't know, I was trying to buy new hockey equipment.
It's always priorities, right?
What a bust that was. I got hurt that summer and never, I didn't play. I ended up giving it all away after that summer.
Yeah. But, all right. Happy Gilmore. On the Happy Gilmore. Yeah. I think everybody's probably, well, but most people have seen him.
Happy Gilmore. He was a hockey player.
Don't you ever touch my puck!
Now he's going from the rinks to the links.
Where are you going with those gloves, punk?
I'm your daddy.
He's got the swing.
He shoots!
The drive.
This guy stinks.
He's got the ball.
All right, let's go.
Adam Sandler is Happy Gilmore. Rated PG-13. Starts Friday at theaters everywhere.
I don't know how you see that trailer and you don't want to go see it.
So did you see him within the last few months? He was down actually at the Boca Resort in Boca Raton.
Oh,
and he's playing golf, and it was, I think it's a 20, oh, it's a 25 year anniversary. That's why we're looking at it. Right. Uh-huh. And he did the swing.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
Did he hit it?
Yeah. There's a video of it.
I'll have to check it out. That's awesome.
But that was the second one, right? I think Billy Madison was before, which I love Billy Madison too. But yep. I think that this one was even better than Billy Madison.
I think it was too. There was one before that where he was like on a boat, and it was probably the worst movie I've ever seen. Like one of the top five movies I've ever seen.
It was like Shecky the Clown or something like that.
It was something like that.
I've ever seen that. Oh, yeah.
I saw it. Like, I think that was the one. That,
Shakes the Clown? Shecky the Clown?
No. It was something on a boat. And I think Tommy brought it home one day and we watched it and we were both like, holy shit, is this bad? Anyways, I wish I could remember the name of it. I have to go to his IMDb real quick and find it. Anyways, it was him on a boat and it seemed like it was just ripe for like being awesome and it was not good at all.
Well, maybe that's not the same one. What the hell?
Going Overboard, right?
Oh yeah, Shecky Moskowitz.
Right.
Yeah, I vaguely remember this. This stuff, it's got to be from the 90s, like the early 90s, right?
Yeah, this is 89. Yes, this is probably one of his first flicks, right? Yeah. He was on The Cosby Show?
In Coneheads. Yeah, yeah. I've said he had a bit part in The Cosby Show. I remember he had the small part in Coneheads.
Yeah, and then Airheads. I don't know if you ever saw that, where they were the rockers that took over the station.
Yep. Yeah, if you go back for a scene, I'm sure, go on.
But he had a hell of a run for a while, too.
Yeah, it's starting with where before Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison 95, Happy Gilmore 96.
Yeah. Waterboy.
And then I remember his video. He had his record albums or his whatever. The That's right. That were funny. Wedding Singer '98, yep. Big Daddy '99. So in a 3-year period, he had he had 4 or 5 really big new movies.
Yeah, he had a run, man. Punch Truck Love, Mr. Deeds. Yeah.
I watched that not too long ago. Still very funny.
51st Dates, like a crazy, crazy good run.
Yeah.
And even like some of his later stuff, like people don't like it as much, but like Grown Ups, I'll watch that damn show every time it's on.
I love that. The second one was okay. I love the first one.
Yeah, first one was
Hotel Transylvania. Even that's one of my favorite kids ones that we used to watch.
We've seen the whole series.
Yes. What else we got on here? But he had a lot of really good stuff. And so some of his stuff I wasn't a huge fan of when I got a little older. But if you go back to some of his newer stuff now, like the Netflix stuff,
right?
He's had some really funny stuff. Same with Spade. David Spade had his newer movies on Netflix were hysterical.
Yeah, there's one where he was like took the wrong girl on a trip or something.
the Missy,
the wrong Missy or something.
The whole restaurant scene in the beginning.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it good?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't as good as the one that he did with Sandler with I don't remember. They faked their own deaths.
Oh yeah. I did see that one. I don't recall.
That was
much
pretty
about
funny.
It. Well, like Spade between like Tommy Boy and like honestly, like I'll watch Joe Dirt every time it comes on.
Love
too.
Joe Dirt. Black Sheep is another funny one.
Black Sheep, yeah. So like Spade's usually and he's pretty solid. He hasn't picked many bad ones either. That like that cast of SNL like picked a lot of good stuff.
Except Mike Myers.
Yeah.
I always forget that Dana Carvey was part of Wayne's World, that he was Garth.
Yeah. Now they're back again, unfortunately. Have you seen the commercials?
I did. Yeah. But I love the first Wayne's World was hysterical.
That was great. Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy how many like movies like that SNL has like generated, like Blues Brothers and Night at the Roxbury and just all that crap. Like it's just crazy.
That was an awful movie though.
I don't actually remember that one that much either.
Remember.
I just remember the head thing. Yeah, that's all.
I wasn't a huge Chris Kattan fan. He's kind of annoying. But look, what about Will Ferrell, right? Old School and whatever. What's the one with him and Vince Vaughn in college? Oh, is that Old School?
That's Old School, yeah.
That was hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a hell of a run, too.
Step Brothers. Love that movie.
Yeah. That just had to be fun to film.
Yeah. Look, I couldn't imagine all the laughing. It looks hysterical.
Yeah. Well, you said you watched Happy Gilmore. I'll definitely have to watch out with the kids coming up. Maybe this weekend we'll pop that in and check it out again. All right, from Happy Gilmore, I think you said you don't remember much about this movie coming up.
The cow.
Twister.
All I remember is the cow. And balls, like balls flying through the tornado, if I remember correctly, something to do with that.
So have you seen this? Have you seen the movie? Do you remember?
I definitely saw it. I could picture like a barn with a car. Now, having said all this, I could also be picturing the ride at Universal Studios.
Right. Well, let's watch the trailer and let's see if it jogs your memory.
Nothing else in nature.
It's starting to turn.
Can match its raw power.
Get out of there!
Its brute force. Its howling intensity.
Come on!
Its uncontrollable fury.
It's coming!
The producers of Jurassic Park and the director of Speed bring you face to face with Twister.
Season commences May 30.
Nothing else.
Let's say the graphics for 1990s is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. The director of, or the producers of Jurassic Park, they had some effects in that.
And Speed.
And Speed. I haven't seen Speed in a long time. I probably should go back and see how that holds up.
I just read something the other day, and I could be completely wrong about this, but you remember that there is, what the hell is this guy's name?
Keanu Reeves?
Before Keanu Reeves, supposedly, they offered the job to the guy who I can't remember his name that played in a big 80s movie that I can't remember the name of. I'm going to tell you right now, and he turned it down. And it went to Keanu Reeves, and the guy's like not been in anything since those movies. I'll remember it. I'll let you know.
I think I actually have seen the same thing, and I don't remember either. It's funny about Twister because you said that the Universal ride, which wasn't a ride, you stood there, and I think the platform dropped like an inch or something at the end of it.
I just remember lots of wind and the cow in the middle. the cow.
Which was a scene in the movie. There's a cow that I think flies by in front of the truck, and they give each other the sideways glance and laugh, or not laugh, yeah, but, you know, like, holy shit. I think there was like a big run of those movies like around that time period. Like, I think Volcano and
isn't that a comedy with what's his name, with the Tom Hanks?
Well, that was Joe versus Volcano, I think.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Volcano was Tommy Lee Jones.
And never, I don't think I ever saw that one.
No? Yeah, there was a whole disaster era as well. I don't know if this was around Twister's time, or maybe they kicked off the whole thing. But Volcano was one of them, and then the one that, the Mayan one, when they were supposed to end the world. I think John Cusack was in that one.
I vaguely remember that one.
1999, I think it was called.
Wasn't he getting married? Like, I remember so they were getting married. That, you know, I think I'm thinking of Joe versus the Volcano again.
Yeah, it could be. It's been a while since I've seen those. I do like Joe versus the Volcano, though.
I don't remember them that well.
But yeah, I'm like you. I think a lot of that movie, like Twister, I think gets mixed up with The Ride. Like, I remember one scene in Twister where there's, I think it's I don't know how it got written and put on TV or on the movie theater screen, but it, you know, it made a bunch of money. But so there's these, like, whatever five was like the worst kind. I forgot the letter is for them. Like, oh, F5, right? Right. Yeah. And this thing's like lifting houses off their foundations. And they, at the end of this thing, spoiler, sorry if you haven't seen this media classic, they decide to strap themselves with a belt together to a pipe.
I don't remember that at all.
So it's like a leather belt that's like 2 inches wide against this F5 tornado that's ripping things off the ground, and they sit in the middle of it, and of course they survive it somehow. Like, movie, I don't know. Magic. Yeah, just movie magic. I would venture to say The Ride was probably better.
This was a huge movie though, wasn't it? I remember this being like a big deal.
It made a boatload of money. What did Twister make? Let's see what Box Office Mojo says. And like I said, I think it did $241 million.
$92 million budget. And it did $42 million the first weekend.
Yeah. And wow. I mean, you can't argue with success. And maybe back then it filled a need. I don't know. So what year did Volcano come out? I'm kind of curious, because I think that this whole thing kicked off around the same time. So yeah, 90
disaster.
So 97 Volcano came out. Which, if you haven't seen The Guy Melt Walking on Hot Lava, it will scar you for a long time.
Definitely not seen that.
Yeah. I actually watched there were some people doing a video talking about some movies like this, and they showed that scene. They were showing like the special effects of back then. And like he'd mentioned, like, I saw this as a kid and it scarred me. Like, I remember. I was like, yeah, me too, man.
What's that first one on the left? That was when I thought it was Blast from the Past.
I can't remember the arrow, but I think this did kick off sort of, you know, that kind of success obviously is going to spurn others.
Yeah.
There was two Volcano movies that came out around the same time. There was an End of the World right after that. Armageddon was probably not too long after that.
98.
Was it? Yeah. So
98, yeah.
It's funny, you know, there's always that thing in Hollywood where like there's one movie and then the other one kind of comes out like right behind it, like Ants and what was the other one?
Yeah, it was just like, I always get confused. It was Ants and the other one was
Bugs
Ants.
Life. I think it was Bugs Life. Yeah.
So yeah.
I think it's the same kind of thing. Like, hey, they made a bunch of money. Let's crank out on the one that does something different. Well, like
Pixar would do one and then Universal would do the same one, or right, vice versa.
Yeah. Yep. They get wind of it and try to beat each other to the punch. Yeah. So Twister, I don't know. Maybe one day that'll be on TV and I'll go back. I think I'd want to see Speed first, honestly.
I like Speed.
I like Speed too.
That was like a fun movie.
Keanu's one of the people I'll watch in anything.
Bill and Ted's.
There's like three actors like that my wife makes fun of me because it's like Keanu Reeves, the guy from Waterworld.
Can't even remember Kevin Costner.
Anything Kevin Costner, I'll watch. I don't care. Like,
I don't know that I'm a huge fan of his. I liked him in Robin Hood. I can't think of any other movies. Oh, do you know what I liked him in? The movie where he's the Master Chief, I think it's called, in the Coast Guard station, the true story about the Alaska Coast Guard.
I don't think I saw story. Is that the one with the guy from That 70s Show?
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher.
I don't think I saw that one.
Great movie.
Well, now I need to go watch it.
If anyone actually listens to this, they may question me on the great, you know, the use of the word great with that movie, but I like it a lot. It's definitely a movie that when that's on, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Like I like Waterworld. Most people hate that. Like it's long.
Never saw it.
Yeah. It's really long.
I think Dances with Wolves. I remember watching it and it's long. I can't sit for long movies.
I think The Postman was another one. It was like 3 hours long.
Yeah. He's got a lot of long movies. He's, but he's, definitely he's, watch. Watch the one for the Coast Guard one's really good. I can't think what it's called.
I remember seeing it come out, and I remember the previews for it. He's actually in the movie I'm recommending tonight, so we'll talk about him some more in a little bit. Yeah, I think The Answers with Wolves is the one that got him going.
Yeah.
And then he had some, was it the Bodyguard?
Never saw that one, but yeah. With him in,
that was a huge movie with Whitney, yeah. Yeah, we'll track it down, wherever, which one it was.
Guardian, I think it's called.
The Guardian, yes.
Something like that.
I think you're right. All right, I'll add it to the list. Check it out.
It's a good one. I like movies like that, like based on true stories.
Yeah.
Especially that. Yeah, documentary type movies also. The older I've gotten, the more I prefer that than watching some of the other newer crap that's come out, like Star Wars stuff.
All right. You want to be that way about it. All right, the last movie for tonight. I don't know if I saw this or not, honestly. It's called Barbed Wire, and it starred Pamela Anderson. Let's just watch this trailer and see what we think.
I don't know if you've ever been to the trailer for it.
America will be torn by civil war.
Scan them.
Technology will become our worst enemy. And for four rebel fighters, time is running out.
Let's go.
From the producers of Time Cop and The Mask, Pamela Anderson Lee, Barbed Wire, rated R, starts Friday, May 3rd at theaters everywhere.
So
awful.
So I don't know how far a stretch it is from The Mask to Time Cop, but like
I was thinking the same thing when they said that.
Like, that's a big stretch.
Because when they couldn't have just said Time Cop, because I don't think anyone ever saw that one either. So they had at least a big name movie in there. Although maybe Time Cop was big, I just don't remember it.
So I have seen Time Cop.
Not my cup of tea. It's that fantasy weird shit like this one.
Yeah, well, so Van Damme, again, another guy who had a nice string of movies like Lionheart and I don't
Kickboxer.
Even remember.
I liked him in Kickboxer, and right. The first one was, I don't remember what it was called, Frank Dukes, whatever it was called. Those are, I think, the only two Van Damme movies I really liked.
Yeah, so he had a stretch too, right? So Time Cop, I think, was really probably the capper on his like run. This movie, like, I'm almost certain, like, Pamela Anderson during that time period, they said Pamela Anderson Lee, so she was still married to Tommy, obviously.
She was a big deal back then.
She was huge, and especially with the tape that they did and it got out.
Yeah.
I don't know how big Motley Crue was even at that point, because I remember them being huge.
In the 80s, like late 80s, early right? 90s.
And I don't know
what grunge year. Really, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, what year did Girls come out? Because that was...
I bet you 87.
Yeah, I don't.
Let's see how close I am.
87, huh? So they didn't do much bigger than that. I mean, than that album, I think. That was sort of their peak.
That's when, the only album that I know of theirs.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's, has like Home Sweet Home.
Yeah. And that's the one where, I mean, he was doing drum kits over the crowd and it would go upside down. And
he still does that. Or he was. Like recently they were still doing that, yeah.
Yeah. Good, more power to him. So I'm sure that movie spawned. I'm sure it was after Baywatch.
Yeah, definitely.
And then, you know, obviously her married to him, the sex tape. Like, we'll just make a movie and put her in it. Like, that. She had one line in that trailer, and I think we both laughed.
Yeah.
And I think I saw a guy rocking out on the guitar in the background or something.
Yeah, I saw that. Some type of and the explosions and motorcycles, and just was not my type. My movie.
Yeah, not mine either. I don't know if you saw Fury Road, the Mad Max one, where the guy is playing guitar and stuff. But
yeah,
maybe they you know, gave him the thought to do it.
I think they both saw that from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure with George Carlin.
Probably.
Remember they're all playing the same song.
They were from the Wild Stallions. I still have not seen a third one of those. That's still on my list. We'll check.
I actually have that on my list. The first one to show the kids.
We watched that one. It went over pretty well.
So they're like, I haven't seen that in 30 years.
Yeah, we watched 30 years. We watched both of them, actually. So they've seen them both. So.
Oh, The Bogus Journey?
The Bogus Journey.
So, the one where they go back and like they're in like the Iron Maiden. And yeah. They're like
No, I think that was the first one. Iron Maiden was the first one.
The first one.
The second one had the two little guys that they called Station. And they just ran around saying Station all the time.
I don't think I ever saw that one then.
Yeah, Death was back in it. It was pretty good. It was definitely different. But the kids ran around the house saying station for like a week and a half afterwards.
Station. I'm curious, before we wrap it up, what are the, you said you had the top five songs.
The top five. Yeah. So number five was 1, 2, 3, 4, Something New from Coolio.
Never heard of it.
I vaguely remember it. Ironic by Alanis Morissette was number four.
All right. I can get behind that one.
Which everyone discovered, you know, later on, was none of that's irony.
And I could not stand Alanis Morissette growing up.
Really?
Like when I was in high school and college. I thought she was just screaming and whining. And now I'm like, oh my God, that album is amazing. Love that. It was a Jagged Little Pill. It's awesome. I just didn't appreciate it when I was younger, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that song being played like crazy. I don't think I had the album or anything at the time. But yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that was a huge song.
Yeah.
She was big back then. Number three was Nobody Knows by the Tony Rich Project, which I went back and listened to, and I did remember it. But like, if you didn't go back and listen to it, you probably wouldn't remember it.
Let me guess number two.
Go ahead.
It's got to be Poonanny the Pony Rider.
No, that was something we got at the basketball game. I don't think he ever charted. He died, by the way. I was saddened to hear about 10 years ago, I think.
What was the name of that song? The big hit.
All of them were terrible, terrible puns. I'll have to dig it up. Maybe next podcast I'll bring it up.
I remember hearing it play quite often, actually, in our excellence of the excellence.
I don't think I ever played that thing. I think it was always a gag.
Oh yeah, for sure. It was always because we were laughing at something about it.
So that was 96. So, for clarity, the Poonanny Pony Rider was an artist, and we went to we went to USF, University of South Florida, and they threw out CDs before the game, I guess, to entice people into showing up.
That's it.
And I think the song you were talking about was called "Gathering Nuts."
it may have been.
So this came out in 96, so it's 25 years old.
I'm so curious how they even found this and where they got it from, and they threw it off the roof of the entrance of the Sundome.
Right.
And you caught it,
and the other one cracked off a guy's head and exploded, I think, in front of us. Yeah, it was a scene. So yeah, number two was Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. Okay. Which is probably still played at every wedding today. Yeah. And the number one song was Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion, which I think that wasn't Titanic, was it?
No, that was Heart Will Go On.
Oh yeah, sorry, it was Heart Go On.
I'm not sure which one this one is.
I guess she was just that big back then, which seems crazy to me.
Yeah, I saw something about her the other, not too long ago, within the last few months, and same thought. I'm like, wow, she was like huge.
She was.
But I thought she was a lot older, I think, than she was back in like the 90s and 2000s. She's only probably in her 60s now.
I don't know, actually. Let's see. That came out in 96, because obviously that's what we're talking about. Well, Google, how old is Celine Dion? Seems to know everything. 53 years old.
She's only 53? No.
That makes me feel really old.
She's only 4 years older than you?
Yeah, five, by the way. I feel like she should be like 72.
I thought she was 52 when she sang back when right. I was in, you know, so I'm, well, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. She looks actually younger now, I think, than she did back then. Somehow. She's eating babies or something. I don't know.
So I'm confused. Like 1996. So Green Day had albums that came out in 96. Like I think like I didn't listen to any of that music, but I would have been the Offspring, Green Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ozzy had an album that came out, I think, in 96, Osmosis. Like, I guess maybe I just listened to different music.
So this was the top pop chart. So next week, how about I'll pull the top rock?
I'd be curious to see what that is.
And we'll see what those were around this time period. And it's the whole year, too. This was only, I think, the first quarter-ish of songs that were. So. Actually, this was this year, of 96, rather.
So I don't think it was 96, but it had to have been. Let's see. So I met you in 96. We were in Fontana. So 97, 98, I can remember going to Universal Studios with you guys, I mean, literally every week.
Right.
And we would listen to two different songs all the time. One of them was Moby, Praise. Remember right. that one?
Yeah, I do remember that one.
And Cake. Crazy. And Cake. I can't remember the
Always There?
Yeah, with the
phone. Never There.
Never There. You're Never There. And they would hit the phone buttons in the middle.
That's a Hay song, by the way.
That is one of your Hay songs. Yeah. You should have a whole section for Hay songs.
I do. And in case you don't know, any song where they scream Hay is automatically a good song. It's a rule. It's just how it is.
Not about that rule.
Yeah. So one song that did come out this week in 96 that I had to talk about was Bone Thugs and Harmony, The Crossroads. And so, I would say that because our roommate, Scott, I think thought he was a Bone Thugs and Harmony member and would not shut up about the song, the group, the album, or stop playing this damn song. Like, I don't know if you remember that, but it was brutal. It was almost
I don't remember the song, but I was going to say, as soon as anytime I hear Bone Thugs, I instantly think of our couch guy.
Right. Yes. Scott did live on our couch for a brief period around 99.
No, it was before that. It was 97. We were still in the Excellence. Yeah, 97, maybe 98. Yeah. I'm trying to think how long, because I think we were in that place for almost 2 years.
Long enough. Didn't come to blows with the owner or whatever he was, but might as well have been. Yeah, so I had to bring up that one because that was definitely our roommates, one of their hits. I'm sure a lot of people like that group. I hated them. I never liked them at all.
I couldn't name one song, and I wouldn't be able to pick them out if you were playing me their music.
Once in a blue moon, I'll hear it somewhere, like maybe a sports game or something. I'm just like, why? Why is this?
What was the name of the song?
The Crossroads.
I'll have to listen to it after this.
Yeah, they all sounded the same. they never did much for me. The other song. Go ahead.
Was that with ODB? Was that Bone Thugs?
No. No. ODB okay, was that's the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, that was Jay and Ernie. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure we'll have some more of theirs down the road.
I don't remember any of their songs either. Not my cup of tea.
No. The other song that came out this week in 96 was Don't Speak by No Doubt.
I can get behind that one. Big fan.
And it's crazy. She's still, like, she's on The Voice now, right?
Yeah.
That whole thing. So, yeah, that song, like, still, yeah, I like No Doubt for quite a while. So,
yeah, I think they've been great.
I don't remember listening to it back then, which is weird.
I do. Jack, I always think of Jack when I think it, when I hear like the original No Doubt album.
That's right. He was a big No Doubt fan.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah, yeah, he was. He was another one of our roommates, and I do remember him. He did like them a lot. That and that other song by the Mighty Mighty Bosstones, which he would not
sing. I heard that the other day. The one about The Impression That I Get.
Right.
Is that the name? I don't know if that's the name of the song or not, but.
Yeah, Never Knocked on Wood, yeah.
Oh, that one also, yeah.
I think it's the same song.
They had two or three big ones.
I think it is The Impression That I Get. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big fan of them as well.
A little too much of that song too. I'm sure we all had songs we ran into the ground. I just don't remember which ones I did it with.
I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. Well, Praise You was absolutely yours, and Cake was definitely yours too.
Cake was mine too. I had a bunch of those CDs where I'd put a bunch of songs on them. This is back in the Napster and the LimeWire days.
I remember making my first CD ever in your bedroom with Napster.
Yeah.
It was not. The first time I ever made a CD was at your, I won't say, but at your place of business where you worked.
I don't work there anymore, so that's fine.
That was the first time. I remember sitting there, and it took like a few minutes per song.
Yeah.
Burn.
You just sit there and BS while you're waiting on it. I forgot about that. And now you just click a button. You don't have to think about it. So.
And then you do a whole CD in 2 minutes.
Right, or you just stream it or download it.
It's funny I was thinking about this the other day with DVDs, how short-lived that media was.
Yeah, it didn't last as long as like tapes, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, DVDs got kind of big in like 99, right? 98, 99.
Somewhere around
2000,
there,
yeah. Early 2000s. And we're in 2021. It's been a few years already at least the last 7 or 8 years, I've been streaming.
Can you even buy them anywhere? I mean, I guess Walmart, I think, still sells a lot of them.
We got a disc sent home from one of the kids' schools. And I'm like, I don't even have a computer that has a disc drive anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. It's wild, isn't it?
I'm like, can you put it on a thumb drive?
They're probably cheaper than CDs anywhere.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That was such an exciting, for me at least, I was so excited when DVDs came out. So amazing. And then they kind of went away.
Yeah, digital came around, or the streaming came around so fast. It didn't take long.
Yeah, the technology just has gotten so much better so fast. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, I actually agree with kind of what Barb Wire said. The technology has destroyed the future.
It has.
Now, I wouldn't say it's destroying what we are in now, but it definitely, I think it's starting to maybe tip over a little bit to where it's becoming a bit intrusive.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah.
Letting people like us talk to other people that we don't know about movies that nobody cares about.
I'm sure a lot of people care about these movies. I know there's a Barbwire fan out there somewhere, and hopefully find them.
I'm a Happy Gilmore fan, so I'm in for that one.
Yeah, without a doubt, people like Happy. There's no doubt.
And I forgot I have a secret Pauly Shore fan, so I'm going to have to rewatch all those movies in the near future.
Yeah, you could definitely watch Encino Man with him.
Yeah.
And Son-in-Law is kind of like, there's some stuff in that one I'm not sure about yet. But there's a good site called Common Sense Media who will kind of break it down for you.
Common Sense Media?
Yeah, you can just type in movie name in that. It'll kind of tell you, like, from a parent's perspective.
Are they sponsoring us?
It should be. Probably, like, super religious, and I'll be all pissed about it later.
Oh, man.
I think the last things we had, like, trends this year right now, Tamagotchi pets. I don't know if you remember Tamagotchis.
So my kids, within the last 6 months, have been begging for Tamagotchis. Yeah, and then they both played with them like crazy for about a week.
Yeah, we haven't... I've kept it quiet. They don't know. Google started indexing the web. They didn't actually go live until next year, but their first search spiders started going out and indexing the web this year.
96. Wow.
96.
I was thinking about Gmail the other day. It was probably 2003-ish. You sent me the beta link to have the Gmail account, which I've had ever since. Same account.
Same account for me too. Yeah. Crazy. Tickle Me Elmo was big, which unless you had nieces and nephews, you probably didn't know about, but if you did, you did. And doing the Macarena was a thing in 96, apparently.
Did you ever hear about what that song really is? Nope. Yeah, Macarena. You ever hear about what that song means?
No. Do I want to know?
Google it.
All right, I'll Google it.
It's basically about a girl who, if I remember correctly, I just heard this like last week. It's cheating on multiple guys at the same time and something like that. Some odd thing that they were saying, like everybody's dancing to this, like this really upbeat song, but the song is really about like her not doing nice things.
Nice. Now I think I can honestly say I have never done the Macarena and I don't ever plan to. So
I imagine I have. Is that the one where you put your hands out? Like Dr. Evil?
Yes. It's the Dr. Evil dance. If it was the Dr. Evil dance, I'd probably do it, honestly.
That's another one. I want to show the kids Goldmember.
That one's
really
got
all the Austin Powers.
I did too. That's got a lot of like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I love those movies too. Like even So I Married an Axe Murderer, I don't think they would stick with it because it's a little slow. But the whole part with the kid, like I don't know. I think they'd like that.
That's the same kid, isn't it?
The kid head pants guy?
The orange. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Oh, no, it's a different kid. He's going to go cry himself to sleep on his huge pillow.
It's a huge pillow. I love that movie. Yeah. I remember watching that with you also.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was after Wayne's World, I think.
Was it? Yeah, it may have been. That's another one I haven't seen for years. So I'll have to go check out again. I should make a list of like all the movies that I'm talking about tonight because I'll forget.
Yeah, like I said, it'll maybe stop me from looking around for movies for an hour and then just turning the TV off.
Yeah, I've got a pack of like eight DVDs that I just like throw in front of them and I make them pick from those. And then like I just put the seven back. And this, I kind of just keep replenishing those because a lot of the old movies I have on DVD. But that seems to speed it up slightly.
So, you're old school.
Yeah, I have old school on my DVDs somewhere. All right.
It's called Netflix.
Do you have a staff pick this week? A movie you want to recommend? Something for any time period? Anything?
All right. I have a movie that I found when I was traveling, actually, that I love it. I think it's another, again, remember my type of movie is definitely like the documentary or based on true stories. Mm. And it's called The Big Short. You ever seen that?
I've heard of it. I've not seen it.
It's all about the housing crash in the mid 2000s. And it's based on a true story and it's got Jonah Hill and Batman who yelled at the people. What's the guy's name?
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. And it's the true story. Have you ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
No, it's another one.
So it's the same exact style of where it's kind of narrated while they're going through it. But they break down a really complex story into making it really simple for, somebody like, myself, parts of the mass, to really understand her part of the mass. It's an awesome story. And it's crazy to hear, like when you watch it afterwards, you're like, I can't believe that was real. And that actually happened.
Right. Well, nowadays I kind of can believe anything, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
Just how crooked the government and the banks, how crooked the banks were. It's messed up, but absolutely fantastic movie. Highly recommend it.
Big Short. So that's Bob's recommendation for this week. I'm gonna go with one I think you said you hadn't seen. Actually, we talked about called Tin Cup.
Kevin Costner. It's a golf movie, right?
It's a golf movie. It's Kevin Costner and Don Johnson's in it. Renee
Russo.
Russo, she's in it. Cheech Marin's in it. There's a bunch of people in it, and kind of an old over the hill golfer. It's sort of like all of his baseball movies. Honestly, he's over the hill and you know tries to make his way back in, that whole gag. I don't know, like I think I'd mentioned to you before, like for some reason I find those types of sport movies like just like relaxing, and those were movies back in the day, like when I was down or I just needed to get some sleep, I would put on in the background, and that was one of them. It's an adequate movie, and I remember I think you say you didn't see it, but I know I saw it in a movie theater with a bunch of people from college, and I remember I was so livid at the end of it. Like I was like, you'll have to watch it, but like I was pissed about how it ended, and I think Tommy was like, nah, and like I think it took me till like, you know, being 40 or something till I finally was like, oh yeah, I get it now, I understand.
I vaguely remember parts of it, like I don't know if he lived in a trailer or he like I remember him, like just random parts of it, no, nothing significant. I couldn't tell you what it was about, but I may have seen parts of it with you guys.
Yeah, it's a pretty color by the numbers kind of sports movie, but again, something I caught on TV a few weeks ago. Definitely would recommend it. It's kind of relaxing.
Funny?
Yeah, definitely funny.
All right. Yeah. I'll have to try it again.
Yeah, since you like golf, I mean, you might like it. So.
I don't know if I like golf, but I'm trying to.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we made it through our first one. What was that? Almost an hour or a little bit over an hour.
What time is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good though. We'll have to do this again next week.
I can't wait to listen to this in like 10 years. Be like, what are we doing?
For your 60th birthday.
You're that, or like we'll be moved on and passed on, and then like our kids will run across this and go, our parents were idiots.
Absolutely. And like hopefully 100 years from now.
Yeah. Remember when I just watched that terrible Happy Gilmore movie? God. What were
they will not say terrible Happy Gilmore.
They may say it once we're gone.
Crazy.
Although maybe they'll get inspired and they'll say, we're going to watch all the horrible movies that they talked about. And they'll go off and watch Biodome and Barbed Wire and all the other crap.
All the other Pauly Shore movie night.
Absolutely. All right, man. Well, this is fun.
It was.
Yeah. To the people who may find this, I hope you enjoyed it. I don't know. We can try to do this every week or every 2 weeks. So we haven't really decided yet.
Yeah.
I just like to talk about old movies and stuff. And, yeah, of course, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Got it.
Bring back some funny memories for sure. Maybe we'll have to bring some guest speakers or some guest. I don't know what they're called. Pod people.
Yeah, guest hosts.
That's the word. I'm tired, dude. Guest hosts is good. And we can bring in a third every now and then. They can talk about their choices.
Absolutely. All right, I will go check out some of these movies. I'll send you the funny video from Conan because you got to see that whole thing, especially about the. Was it jury duty or what it was called? The juror?
Yeah.
Jury duty? Jury duty.
Jury duty.
Jury duty, yeah. I'll send it over to you. So,
with Courtney Thorne Smith from Summer School. Great movie.
Another great movie. We should talk about that one next time.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, Bob. Thanks for hanging out. You guys. Yeah, well, absolutely. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Catch you later.
Bye.